French President Emmanuel Macron being given the honour of a state visit welcome by his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. One of Europe's most influential leaders coming to ask China to exert its influence on Russia to bring an end to Europe's worst conflict since World War II.
I know that I can count on you to bring Russia to reason and everyone to the negotiating table.
This was Xi Jinping visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin last month. Since Moscow's invasion more than a year ago, Beijing has stayed neutral and proposed a roadmap for a ceasefire and peace talks. Most Western leaders, including Macron, have criticized the plan, but the French president has been one of the more conciliatory voices among NATO heads of state. 2 weeks before Russia's invasion, he met President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin and has spoken to him several times by phone over the past year. Many are now watching to see if Macron and Xi together can provide a breakthrough where others have failed.
China insists on a peaceful resolution and is willing to work with France to maintain the rationality of the international community and avoid actions that could further escalate the crisis or let things get out of control.
In a show of European unity, Macron is accompanied by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who has taken a much tougher line on China's failure to condemn the Russian invasion. The Europeans are looking, at the very least, to dissuade China from supplying Russia with arms.
We also count on China not to provide any military equipment directly or indirectly to Russia, because we all know arming the aggressor would be against international law and it would significantly harm our relationship.
The signing of lucrative trade deals on this trip is seen as Beijing's attempt to maintain good European relations, even as ties with the US sour.
I hope China will tell President Macron on the one hand, and then tell Madame von der Leyen on the other hand, that it is absolutely important to have a European perspective, which may or may not be exactly identical to that of the United States.
Chinese and European leaders hoping traditionally strong trade links can lead to a diplomatic breakthrough. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera.
I speak to Andy Mok. He's a senior research fellow at the Center for China and Globalization think tank. He joins us now live from Beijing. Thank you for joining the program. French leader Emmanuel Macron has urged the Chinese President Xi Jinping to help stop Russia's war in Ukraine. How optimistic are you that China can do that, given the Kremlin has already said there are no prospects for a peaceful settlement and that its offensive will continue?
Well, of course, not a party to this, and it is. So China, of course, is not a party to this conflict, and it is actually quite geographically removed from it as well. That being said, of course, China has an interest in having a peaceful resolution to this conflict, and I think that's been China's position all along, and it has maintained a position of neutrality as well that I think positions it well to be an intermediary to bring this
You say China is trying to remain neutral. That's not really the case, is it? Because on the one hand, it's openly stated that it's a big supporter of Russia. It's not condemned the war in Ukraine. But on the other hand, it's playing this big role of international mediator. Surely it can't have it both ways.
Well, certainly not having it both ways. And I think we have to separate the conflict with the relationship with the parties to the conflict. So China certainly has a strong relationship with Russia. It has relationships with every country, almost every country in the world. So I think it's important to make this distinction, first of all. And China clearly has not taken a side in this conflict, as some countries have that claim to want to bring this to a peaceful conclusion and yet fan the fires of conflict by providing arms to the participants of this conflict. So I would maybe not completely agree with your statement there that China's trying to have it both ways. In fact, it is the only country that has not taken a position in this conflict.
EU relations with China are increasingly being dictated by the Ukraine conflict rather than economic cooperation. How much will that be playing on China's mind?
Well, it's not either or. So these are related issues, opportunities, problems. But they're also distinct as well. So the conflict in Ukraine, of course, has a very direct impact on European security, global security more broadly. But these are separate issues. And I think China's also approaching this with France, with other European countries, as demonstrating commitment to resolving the Ukraine conflict peacefully, but also deepening and strengthening trade and investment ties with Europe.
I appreciate your time. Andy Mok, Senior Research Fellow at the Center for China and Globalization think tank, speaking to us there from Beijing.